Greetings and salutations, Audio Boo. Please step once more into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83, and
Empress Wiley Watts. Hello.
Well, I think we've got to start with just a quick announcement on my part, and also a little bit of a message out there. Not long, a couple of days, been out of hospital. Went in with something that eventually got diagnosed as diverticulitis. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of it right now. It's basically what people tend to get from westernised diets. Now, it's when... It's basically an issue with your large intestine and it causes extreme abdominal pain. So all I'll say to people out there, to avoid getting it, for Pete's sake, have fibre in your diet, right? Fruit, veg, and even some Weetabix in the morning to get you started, because you don't want to suffer from it. You could carry diverticulosis, but once it becomes inflamed, that's when it becomes diverticulitis and it's very, very painful. And like I say, I've been in hospital for 8 days, five of which I was on antibiotics to try and stem the flow. So that's, my warning to you out there who are listening. So,
going to say that you've been bad on there, but I thought it was kind of down to you. So sorry about that. I should have really put it on.
That's all good and well. At the end of the day, I look at it this way. It's a matter of if I can... a lot of people might listen to this and think, oh, sympathy. It's not that sympathy. It's about, listen, if I've made mistakes and I can teach people from them, then I want to take the opportunity to do it because I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I've had to go through, right? I'm not saying it's the worst pain in the whole world ever, but it's pretty painful. It's not something you relish having, so...
No joke, is it?
No, certainly not.
I can imagine it's like IBS pain, but worse. I'm guessing.
Well, let's put it this way. When one of the consultants palpated my lower abdomen, I nearly launched myself off the bed and through the ceiling, so...
Sounds familiar.
Although I've got to say that the deer in the headlights motif in the first morning... I feel a little brush on my arm and someone saying my name. I sit up and I snap into focus and I'm like, oh, hello. And then as I pan around, I realise there's about 15 more doctors there. I'm like, oh. So it can be a bit overawing in some respects. But if anyone says bad stuff about the NHS, no, we've got a fine NHS. I think obviously there's going to be weaknesses with it, but every single nurse that looked after me genuinely looked after me. And you know what? Yeah, I'm going to say it. I enjoyed the hospital food. It was good.
Blimey.
So.
And the hospital you were in, I've always had like negativity about it. So just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we're talking about the Leicester Royal Infirmary here, and they've been absolutely fantastic for me personally. I guess it's like I say, there may be weaknesses on certain days, but half of the time it's not even down to the staff, it's down to the fact that they're just so stretched and so overrun that they just don't have time to hang around because they've got so many people to care for.
You had a blast though, didn't you?
Oh, well, yeah.
Not quite a blast. A hospital visit's never a blast, but...
Well, it was kind of a blast.
DJ Watts 83 terms.
But it's like when we met Mr. Ramp, who actually is from just down the road here, actually.
Yeah, he came a visit.
Yeah.
He's not. What a stupid thing to say. He's not there.
Well, we can't... Well, we will be going back within the next few days.
So. Is he... He's not home, is he?
Yeah, he's at home until they call him back.
Oh, so he would be there. So I didn't say the wrong thing after all.
Yeah, he will be in home now, but then he'll be going back to the hospital when they call him in. He's got a bit more of a serious issue, but I'm not going to go into details on that one.
That's his business, isn't it?
Yeah, all we'll say is if you can spare a prayer for Mr. Ramp, he's my tag team partner.
He's a good one. I've seen him for about 2 seconds. He's a good one.
Well, it was a bit longer than 2 seconds, but,
Not much.
Yeah. But he was always asking about you, though.
Is he really?
Yeah, he was always asking about you. It's a good lad, that one.
Oh, my word.
And, yeah, so we kind of... If we'd have been a bit more mobile between us, then I think we probably would have wreaked a bit more havoc. In fact, On the day that he was discharged, the drugs trolley went missing. Now, firstly, I was quite annoyed with myself for not thinking of it first. Secondly, I will say that if he was still in, I'd have thought it would have been him. So.
It was both of
y'all. Oh, yeah, I probably dropped it out the window and he caught it.
If you would have had wheelchairs, it would have been right habit, wouldn't
there? Well, that would have been quite funny. Just imagine the wheelchair Grand Prix.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh. Anyway, it was really nice, the outpouring of support that actually came through, you know, to be honest with you. So, I think I almost forgot to mention earlier on, I'm actually, the title of this is what I had. So if you want to know what it is, just type it in on Google and that'll explain it to you.
The actual words, what I had?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if people need to know how it's... if people need to know how it's spelt, then it's the title of this particular boom, whatever. So... Okay, anyway, on to happier news. I've just been for a little wander with the Empress Wiley, actually, and we took a little wander around the fields locally, saw a couple of horses in a field and sat on the bank for a bit. Saw some cows with their calves as well. I now fancy a roast beef dinner for some reason.
Now? You've had pork, like it.
Well, there's no harm in having both. As you can tell, Empress Wiley's in the kitchen, but she asked me to say that she was not doing the female duties and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder what I'm paying her for.
No comment.
Oh dear. Anyway, I think since we've now officially run out of things to say.
That's unusual.
Yeah. I suppose there's Jamie Vardy having an England party. Well done, Jamie Vardy. The rise that you've had is absolutely awesome. You've done us at Leicester proud. Anyway, I guess that's all for now, isn't it? So, peace be with you until we meet again.